Hello everyone, and welcome to minute 99 of season 10 of Movie on Minute Daily Podcast, where we hijack our way through the 1974 action thriller The Taking of Pelham 123, 1 minute at a time. I'm Rob, and joining me once again on this special Sunday episode in order to finish off his stint this season is John Parker of the Bat Minute. Welcome back to the show, John.
What better way to spend your Sunday than with us?
Yes, of course. Especially when we have a guy in the bathroom.
That's
well,
how my Sundays always go.
apparently. So minute 99 begins with Green looking for a hiding place for his blanket that's filled with something, and ends with Garber querying Green. So we ended things yesterday with Green getting quite surprised by the fact that someone's knocking on his door, and both Garber and Rico are just want to get this over with already and move on to the next possibility. And we get a shot of Green looking around his apartment, trying to find a place to hide this blanket that is filled with loads of cash. If I counted right, he's got almost $500,000 there.
Wow.
It's a lot for
Yeah.
one
And
guy
I'll tell
with
you
one.
what, I. Yeah. And I tell you what, I want to credit him because I think the place he comes up with to hide his cash, I think that is the best choice, genuinely. Like, even better than, like, the fridge. Because I've seen in cop movies and stuff, they'll look in the fridge sometimes. I've never seen them look in the oven.
Right, or you could have maybe put it in the washing machine.
Washing machine, that's another pretty good one. But then maybe there's a money laundering joke in there.
There is. There is. And why not? He does have some bloody bills there, so it makes sense that he would try to take care of that. So it's understood. And then we
This,
hear.
it's so clever.
And then we hear from outside, "Come on, Mr. Longman, we ain't got all night." They keep knocking on the door. And he ends up screaming back, "I'm in the toilet. I'll be right out." And then
See
he flushes
that
the
as
toilet.
well. That as well is amazing cover, right? Because again, it's exactly something I would do if I was trying to cover something up. That's perfect. And the little touch of actually flushing it just in case they can hear through his paper thin walls. Clever.
Yes. Yeah. So again, he's a little brighter than we thought, maybe.
Yeah, he's not stupid. He's just a little bit he's a bit strange, isn't he? There's something odd about him.
Yes. Well, come on. I don't think I would start romping around on a bed with $500,000 either.
Well, you've never had $500,000 that I know of, so maybe you would, you
No, I haven't. Especially not ones with blood on them. So yeah, anything's possible.
know?
There is that
Yeah, if I
possibility.
suddenly was rich like that, I might do the same thing. I wouldn't know.
True. True. We did see it in Indecent Proposal. They did that there also. But that's Demi Moore and Woody Harrelson. So what do you expect?
I noticed as well, he's got a box of something that's always fascinated me because it's just the most American thing ever, and it's not a thing here. He's got a little box that just says grits on it, and that's always been a fascinating thing to me. Like, what the hell are the grits? You know,
Well,
as a kid,
you've
I'd always
seen my
hear them in the
cousin's video,
movies and.
haven't you? Have you
Yeah,
ever seen
yes. Well, that's the thing. Now I know what it is. But as a kid, it was like the most bizarre. What the hell are they talking about? And then you find out what it is, and you're like, that looks so strange. Okay,
Exactly.
I'm sure it's lovely. It's just visually, it's so unlike what I expected, you know.
It's like a corn pancake. That's what it was. But it's
I'm
like a
sure it's
thick.
lovely. Like, yeah.
I think it's a thick corn pancake type thing.
I'd give it a go. I'd eat that. He's got a lot of food randomly strewn about the place, hasn't he?
Yes. Okay, so grits is actually a porridge.
Aha, okay. There you go. Well, it makes sense because it's made by, it looks like Quaker on the label.
Exactly.
Which we do have here, but they haven't brought their grits over here.
But there's some other interesting things that you can see in his kitchen area. You see a package of Brillo pads, and you see a package of sheer detergent. Which is why I mentioned earlier that maybe he could put it in the washing machine, because it means he's got a washing machine if he has a big box of detergent right there.
True. Or it could be one of those old school American apartment blocks where you've got a shared space for that.
Could be, but I'm
But you
saying
take your
you
own
see them
powder,
right
don't
in
you?
front of them. We see it right in front of them. So I see what you're saying. You're saying like it maybe has to go downstairs to do his laundry. Okay. So that would mean that he
It
can't
could
put
be
it
one
in
of
the.
those kind of buildings.
Okay. We also can see he's got a huge thing of Reynolds wrap, aluminum foil, and just tons of cans
Yeah, that's
of.
massive. That looks like a that foil's like that's like a catering size thing.
Yes. You would think that maybe he could wrap the money in that.
Oh, that would be good. And then put it in the fridge because it would look like leftovers.
That's right. You want some of my sub?
I suppose with the size of it, he'd have to say like, "Oh, I don't know, I baked a ham,"
Exactly. I got to put it in the oven. There you go. Then you got to go. Then you got that, because it's in the microwaves back then, so a little bit of a problem.
Yeah, brilliant, brilliant.
Yeah, that's a slight problem there. I think you're right. The fact that he's able to flush the toilet and they can hear it on the outside, it gives a little bit of credence to what he's doing here.
Yeah, it makes it l less suspicious. Obviously, not completely r removing suspicion, but it definitely like I think they can hear the toilet, but it doesn't seem to them like it's a trick, you know?
Well, again, they don't suspect him at all. We talked about this
No.
yesterday. They're ready to move on to the next guy. So at this point, then we see them outside again, and then Carver says to Rico, "Well, I hope he washes hands before he opens the door."
It's a good point,
Yes. And then
and with the speed that he gets to the door, they must assume he did not wash his hands.
probably there's a good chance of that. And I
Yeah.
love how he like slicks back his hair. I don't know why he has to do that on the way to go open the door. And
Probably just
wipes
to
his
look a
nose.
bit
And wipes
respectable.
his nose, which makes a lot of sense. And then he opens the door with the chain on it. Yeah, what is it? And then Harold Longman, he goes, "That's right, transit police. We'd like to ask a couple of questions. What about?" "Well, will you let us in? We'll just take 1 minute of your time, Mr. Longman." "Oh, yeah, sure." See, that's his mistake, actually letting him in.
It's tough, isn't it? Because you're sort of stuck if you're him. You don't want to seem too eager to speak to them because that's weird, but you also don't want to tell them, to just like get out of here, because that's also weird. There's a fine line.
Correct. And then he opens the chain lock for them. They come in, and then Rico says, "I'm Lieutenant Patron. This is Lieutenant Garber." He goes, "How do you do?" He goes, "I'm sorry to bother you like this." And then he goes, "Nice place you got here, Mr. Longman." He goes, "Ah, thanks." Which is really funny because the place is a dump, but whatever.
Yeah, I felt like that was a bit mean. That was almost like making fun of him to his
No,
face.
I don't think they're making fun of him. I think
But he doesn't feel it.
they're just
Well,
patronizing. I think that's what it comes down to.
I don't like that. That's not nice. Let's ignore the fact he's a criminal. That's a new development in his life. Let's ignore that. That's not nice to make fun of the guy's house. It's the best he can do,
And then he goes, "Thanks." And then Garber turns around and goes, "Can you give us an account of your whereabouts this afternoon?" And he says, "Why? Were you at work?" "No." "Why not?" "I work nights." "Oh."
See, again, though, that was smart, because if he just came out immediately with, "I work nights," might seem a bit weird. Like, why are you giving us all this information?
That's right.
So let them lead you to, yeah, it's perfect.
Yeah, I like the way that they do that also. And also, you know, we see both Garber and Rico looking around, looking at what's going on in this apartment, looking for clues, looking for something. You know, and again, we know that they're not suspicious. So what are they looking for? Were they looking for a stack of money? I mean, like, what potentially could be here that is problematic? You know, that's the question that I would ask about the whole thing. And again, I mentioned earlier this week, I love seeing Patron in his blues, in his dress blues.
Yeah, it's a good look, that, you know.
It makes it feel a little more official. But also,
I imagine there's maybe some kind of policy where if you're going around to see people, you've got to put it on, you know.
Then, yeah, but Garber doesn't need to put it on.
Yeah, but I also get the vibe that he's, you know, he's quite high up. I think the higher up you get, the less you've got to do stuff like that.
They're both lieutenants, though.
Well, that's true. That's true, actually. Yeah, they are. Interesting.
Yeah, so, I don't know. Oh, well, what can I tell you? That's just the way, you know, maybe it's because he's a detective and he's just a, you know, maybe he's just a regular patrolman. And, you know, even though they're both lieutenants, but they're different branches. So depends on what the rules and policies are for each of them.
Yeah, maybe. Because, it is strange. If one of them has to put the outfit on, let's assume I'm correct with that, why doesn't the other? So, yeah, it must be something like this.
Right. Again, it's maybe Jerry Stiller's clothes were at the laundry that day.
Yeah, I think as well, I'd probably want the uniform if I was doing that kind of job, because it's just easier, you know. You don't have to think about your nice tie combination with your shirt.
You don't need to think of you know, what color plaid jacket you're gonna wear, and you know, how many, you know, and whether you're gonna wear the mustard colored or the ketchup colored, you know, tie today.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm saying this as somebody who just wears a band T-shirt and jogging pants to work.
Okay, makes sense.
Yeah, they let me wear what I want.
If you don't need to, and that's what you're comfortable doing.
Yeah, I work for the government, and that's what they encourage. Like, hey, yeah, just wear what you want. Within reason. Yeah.
Okay. I can understand that. And I mean, we see that Garber's getting a little bit antsy here also. You know, he just wants out of here. He wants to move on to the next thing that they need to get to. You know?
Yeah, he doesn't seem to be getting any kind of vibes that this is the guy. So maybe he's a bad detective.
No, he's asking the right questions. You know,
he is, but
he's not expecting a different type of answer. That's the thing. You know, he's not suspicious at all that Green is doing something out of the ordinary here.
Yeah, to be fair to him, he has no reason to be that suspicious. That again, I don't think he even thinks it's going to be one of these guys. So, and he's saying all the right things. That the place looks fine, you know.
True. But the question also is, do they notice at this point that this guy's sniffling a little bit? You know. But it is good also that he's back in the pajamas.
Yeah, no, that's clever as well. That's clever. Because then it gives credence to what he says about working nights. Because why wouldn't, you know, why aren't you dressed? Well, I was asleep.
Right, well, as we discussed, you know, a few days ago, we don't know how much time, how many hours have elapsed between the time that, you know, that Green ran away from the train to now. Did he go home and take a little nap? I don't know.
I don't think so. I don't think. But why would, yeah, well, if he didn't, why would he change into his pajamas? Interesting.
Don't know. As they continue to not be suspicious, this minute ends, even though Green is standing at the very last second of this minute. He looks so suspicious to me by the way that his eyes are just like darting back and forth.
Yeah, but is it because we know? Huh?
Correct. We know.
Could be, could
That's
be.
right. But people are going to have to come back over the next few days to find out what's going to happen here.
Oh
So,
God, yeah, listeners, I am so happy for you to listen to the upcoming minutes. I am excited to listen to the upcoming because, oh my God, the end of this movie. It's one of my favorite things. I loved it so much.
and yeah, it's coming up. We're going to be done within. We now have exactly 1 week left because we finish on next Sunday. Oh, sorry, we finish on Saturday. We have exactly six more episodes to go. Sorry, just 6 more minutes of this movie.
Exciting.
Exactly. All right. So again, on Sundays we don't normally have an episode. So today we will be doing the segment from Tuesday, since John was not with us on Tuesday, and that's Blues Day Tuesday, where my guests will give their top five Robert Shaw performances. So once again, why don't you start with your number five and
Hey.
work your way up?
Yes, okay. That my number five is it's probably actually his most celebrated movie to film buffs, I guess. I don't know, A Man for All Seasons. That's probably one of his top movies to people, right?
Well, you want me to tell you if people ranked it high? I'm not telling you
Well, I
that.
think, yeah, I mean, I think they do, right? Well, maybe I'm right. My view of the world is different because I run in these weird circles, of film nerds. So what I think is a commonly accepted big thing isn't always the case. But A Man for All Seasons, he's very, very good in that. And I don't think he did too many roles like that. So that's my number five.
Okay.
Number four, I went with Force 10 from Navarone, because well, it's a good movie anyway, and I like seeing Harrison in there as well, Harrison Ford. That's a good one.
Yeah, that was actually one of his final movies.
Yes, yeah, it's sad, isn't it? It's sad because he's a very like a, he's got like a striking face. He's a very good actor. He's got these piercing eyes, I always think. Number three, I always forget he's in this movie until I rewatch it and go, oh wait, it's From Russia with Love. Now it's astonishing to I don't know why I never remember he's in it. I forgot he was in it until I looked up for this, and I've seen that movie 50 times.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, well, not literally, but yeah, I've seen it a lot. And I just never remember he's in it. And it's one of the best Bonds, Okay, he's not like the lead or anything, but he's good in the movie. Number two, I'm stealing what I did for the Walter Matthau one. It's this movie, The Taking of Pelham 123.
Not stealing,
I think.
it's allowing you to upgrade.
Exactly. No, I because again, I said for the Walter Matthau list. The two of them are they really stand out. And to me, especially, I thought Robert Shaw was, if I have to rank him, he was the best part of the movie. He was fantastic from second one. He had such a good presence and a sort of a mystery to his character. Like, you don't really, like, what's he up to? Why any of this? It's very fascinating. Other than just making money, he seemed to have quite a background. But you don't really know. Yeah, and the way he goes out as well. Oh, the death. Jeez, I didn't see it coming. Didn't see it coming. Like, especially with the dialogue where he's asking about the death penalty and all this, and it's almost like, oh right, they're not gonna execute me, so I'd better kill myself.
That's
What?
it.
Nuts. And number one, you probably know what number one is. I think anyone who's been on the show has probably said this.
It's
And
Robin and Marion, right?
it is. No, I don't mind that actually. I was going to put that on the list. I think that's okay. No, and anyone who knows me knows this is going on here. Number one, it's Jaws. Of course, it's Jaws.
Of course.
Iconic, not just a movie, but an iconic character and performance. It wouldn't be the same movie without him. I mean, that's just an obvious thing to say, but you know what I mean.
Yes.
If anyone else played that part, I don't think it would work. It would be so silly and cheesy and like, oh yeah, we know the salty sea dog. No, but the way he does it, it's like he's terrifying. There's something about him that's like, if he wasn't hunting down Jaws, you would think he was unhinged. There's something wrong with him, and I
Well,
get the feeling that,
he is.
unfortunately, some of that is the actor coming through, like his real life.
Correct. All right, that is a great list. Thank you very much for that. Now we will play one final
No problem.
time the name that remake. So let's see what you're gonna get. Let's spin the
Woo.
wheel and keep your fingers
Ooh.
crossed that you get something that you actually know.
Please.
No, I have a feeling you're not gonna know this one. Okay, the original movie came out in 1975, and the remake came out in 1995. Okay. And it's
Okay.
about two orphan children who discover they have special powers and try to figure out how to get back home.
Let's think. 95. Okay. That's tough, 'cause yeah, that wasn't big remake era, that was it. What could that be? What could
It's
that
a
be?
I believe it's a live action Disney movie.
A Disney movie. In the 90s. Were they doing live action? I'm really like, wow. Okay. It's not like an Annie or something like that, is it? It can't be that.
No. Well, we've already had Annie on the list, so yeah.
I'm really racking my brain. Wow, this is hard.
Unfortunately, I don't think you're going to be able to get this
Crap.
one. The original movie stars Eddie Albert, Ray Milland, and Donald Pleasence.
Oh, okay. I know Donald Pleasance, but like, this is actually throwing me off more. Wow. Okay. I've not even got a guess. Not even a guess at the minute. No, I can't think of one they did in the 90s. Wow.
There's nobody in the remake that you're gonna recognize.
Let's say them anyway. Maybe I
Yeah.
will. Maybe I will.
So, okay. It has Robert Vaughn, Elizabeth Moss, and Vincent Schiavelli.
Okay, I know all of them. But again, now I'm more confused. Now I'm like l
Yes.
further away. I'm like, what the hell movie is this? Wow. Oh, no, I'm stumped. I'm stumped.
Okay, it's a movie called Escape to Witch Mountain.
Oh wow, okay. I know of it. I've never seen it, but I don't think I ever would have guessed that. Ever.
I realize that.
Wow.
Yeah,
Okay.
sorry about that.
No, that's part of the fun. Because I didn't know it was a remake. I think in my mind that 90s one might be the I thought it was the just the movie. I didn't know there was an earlier one. But again, I've not seen it either way, so.
Interesting. Okay. Right. Exactly.
Did they do another remake?
I don't think so,
Oh,
but
okay.
anything is possible. I mean, there was a sequel to the original
That's what I'm thinking
that was, I
of.
think, called
Yeah,
Return to
that's
Witch
what I'm
Mountain.
thinking of. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if they made a. I don't think they made a sequel to the remake.
Good.
No. No, they didn't. They actually had a third movie called Beyond Witch Mountain. There you go. Which was part of the Magical World of Disney movie.
Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. All right, so John, would you like for one final time this season to tell people where they can find you?
Yes, find me everywhere. All your good podcasts are downloaded for free. Check out Bat Minute, Miami Minute, and Hedwig Inch by Angry Inch. Bat Minute, by the time you hear this, we might be back with our new season, or if not, it's imminent. It's imminent. So we'll be talking about the 60s movie. We've gone back in time. So, lots of fun and camp and mustaches on Cesar Romero and things like that, it's great.
Excellent. All right. And finding me is very simple. Just do a quick search for Movie Around Minute. You can find me on my website, moviearoundminute.com. If you want to send me an email, you can send it to moviearoundminute@moviearound.net. You can find me on Facebook, you can find me on Twitter, and you can find me on Instagram. So, John, thank you once again for joining me, and I'm so happy that you enjoyed this movie for the first time.
Yes, thank you for not only inviting me, but yeah, introducing me to this because it was definitely a winner. I've rated it on my Letterboxd account.
All right, excellent. So I'll be back tomorrow with a with my final regular guest for this season. But until then,
Gesundheit.